KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. Well, the Iowa State football program has struggled in recent years, but the series against Iowa has been the exception. Last year's 20-17 victory was the Cyclones' second straight at Kinnick Stadium, and they'll look to make it four of the last five in the series when the teams collide Saturday afternoon in Jack Trice Stadium. ISU coach Paul Rhodes says there's no secret formula to their recent success.
Each one of these games in a different year, just like every game in your season, is a different week. We've played well in this game, and we've played poorly in this game. Three out of the last four, we've put ourselves in a position to win. It's year to year, and we're going to fight to have great preparation mentally and physically to go into this one and see what will happen on Saturday.
Well, the Cyclones opened the season with a 31-7 win over UNI, and Rhodes says the coaches won't need to go into their bag of tricks to get the players ready. He says Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard looked good in the Hawkeyes' season opening win over Illinois State and gives the offense an added dimension.
There's no question about it. He's mobile. They'll use him to run the football. He's going to create things with the scramble first, but if you're going to give him space to run, he's going to run, and he can run. He can eat up yards fast and turn a negative play into a real positive game, gain in a hurry. Has tremendous velocity on his football. He's going to get the ball to an open receiver in a hurry. He's a very, very good player.
Rhodes says while the game is just one of 12 on the schedule, the buildup is like no other game.
It's an important game for the people of this state. It's bragging rights. It's a state without professional sports teams at the football level, so this is a big game for the people of the state.
Well, sophomore receiver Alan Lazard says the tone was set first thing Monday morning.
We had a lift this early this morning, and one of our athletic trainers was wearing a Beat Iowa shirt. Walked in to the weight room. Everyone's already juiced up. We're already, breaking down Beat Iowa. We already got a mindset, and I think we've had it since Saturday night, actually.
Well, Lazard says as an Iowa native, the game carries some added meaning. ISU sophomore left tackle Jake Campos is from West Des Moines, and he's always enjoyed the buildup.
Oh, it means everything to a lot of people because they're coming out, and they're just diehard fans on both sides, and the people on the fence are getting tugged by their friends each way. So it means a lot just because there's bets going on, there's people making different kind of stuff. It's really fun.
We'll have that game for you live here on Saturday afternoon. It's a late afternoon contest. We're on the air at 1:30 with the pregame. Kickoff scheduled for somewhere between 3:30 and 3:45 on Saturday afternoon. Well, top-ranked Ohio State has begun its national championship defense by showcasing its high-octane offense in a 42-24 win at Virginia Tech last night. Cardale Jones started the game at quarterback and was 9 of 18 passing for 186 yards and two touchdowns. He also gained 99 yards rushing, but the Buckeyes found themselves trailing 17-14 at halftime before they took off. Former OSU quarterback Braxton Miller scored two touchdowns and put the Buckeyes up 28-17 with a 53-yard run late in the third quarter. Miller also grabbed a 54-yard touchdown pass from Jones that put Ohio State ahead for good early in the second half. Reigning Big Ten Player of the Year J.T. Barrett finally entered the game in the fourth quarter and promptly led a touchdown drive, ripping off a 40-yard run and throwing a 26-yard scoring pass to Michael Thomas. Pittsburgh running back James Conner will miss the rest of the 2015 season after tearing the MCL in his right knee during Saturday's win over Youngstown State. The reigning ACC Player of the Year ran for a pair of early touchdowns against the Penguins before tweaking the knee on a carry early in the second quarter. Arizona All-American linebacker Scooby Wright will miss up to a month after having surgery to repair torn cartilage in his left knee. Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez says Wright had arthroscopic surgery to repair a meniscus lateral tear, and he'll miss 3 to 4 weeks. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs could have Pro Bowl defensive tackle Dontari Poe and offensive tackle Eric Fisher back for their season opener Sunday in Houston. Chiefs coach Andy Reid and general manager John Dorsey said Monday that both were progressing nicely from injuries. Poe had back surgery that kept him out all of training camp, and Fisher had a sprained ankle that kept him from playing the final three preseason games. Reid also said that Fisher, the former number one overall draft pick, would move from left tackle to right tackle. Donald Stevenson has been handling the quarterback's blind side while Fisher has been out, and Reid has been pleased with the way that he has performed. We'll have that game Sunday for you here on the radio. In baseball, Dexter Fowler had a leadoff home run and a two-run double the first two innings, and Dan Heron worked seven innings for the Chicago Cubs, who whipped the St. Louis Cardinals 9-0 on Monday. The National League Central leading Cardinals maintained a 5.5-game lead over Pittsburgh. The Cubs are 7.5 games back. Addison Russell's three-run homer capped a 5-run third that made it 8-0. The Cubs have won 4 in a row and got an 11-game road trip off to a rocking start. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Mets over Washington 8-5. Milwaukee beat Miami 9-1. Cincinnati did the Cards a favor with a 3-1 win over Pittsburgh. Colorado beat San Diego 6-4. Arizona down San Francisco 6-1. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 7-2. Tommy Malone pitched 7 effective innings, and Eduardo Escobar reached base 4 times and drove in 3 runs as the Minnesota Twins beat the struggling Kansas City Royals 6-2 on Monday night. The Royals have been outscored 31-9 in dropping 4 straight, matching their longest losing streak of the season. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, the Yankees beat Baltimore 8-6, Detroit over Tampa Bay 5-4, Boston beat Toronto 11-4, Cleveland topping Chicago 3-2, Oakland outscored Houston 10-9, Texas shut out Seattle 3-0. One interleague game saw the Dodgers beat the Angels by a 7-5 final. The Kansas City Royals have purchased the contracts of right-handed relievers Jabba Chamberlain and Lewis Coleman from AAA Omaha yesterday. Chamberlain, who is 25-21 with 7 saves in 359 big league appearances with the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers, was 1-0 with a .643 earned run average with the Storm Chasers, but allowed 1 earned run and 7 hits in 7 innings over his final 7 appearances. Chamberlain is a former Nebraska teammate of Royals All-Star outfielder Alex Gordon. Coleman, the Royals' 2009 fifth-round pick out of LSU, went 8-2 with 9 saves and a .168 ERA with Omaha. Well, the New York Mets now say they have a game plan on using starting pitcher Matt Harvey for the rest of the season. General manager Sandy Alderson says he expects Harvey won't pitch beyond 180 innings in the regular season unless needed in the final series in early October. As for the postseason, Harvey's availability will depend partly on how he's used down the stretch for the National League East leaders. Alderson says the plan is not set because he's yet to talk with Harvey's agent. Alderson said he has talked with noted surgeon Dr. James Andrews and Harvey. The right-hander has pitched 166 and a third innings in his first season since Tommy John surgery. He's due to pitch Tuesday night in Washington. Well, Kevin Anderson has authored the biggest Labor Day upset at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships. The 15th-seeded Anderson had never advanced to a Grand Slam quarterfinal until he fired 25 aces in a 7-6, 6-3, 6-7, 7-6 win over third-seed Andy Murray. Anderson also hit 81 winners compared to 49 by Murray, who had reached the quarters at his previous 18 Grand Slam tournaments. American John Isner gave Roger Federer all he could handle before the 5-time U.S. Open champ prevailed in a 3-set decision. Federer hasn't dropped a set on his way to a quarterfinal against number 12 Richard Gasquet, who was a winner yesterday. Number 5 Stan Wawrinka also was a winner yesterday. On the women's side, number 2 seed Simona Halep advanced to the women's quarterfinals by beating number 24 Sabine Lisicki. 5th seeded Petra Kvitova was also a winner yesterday. Number 20 seed Victoria Azarenka and number 26 Flavia Panetta also were winners yesterday. And in golf, Ricky Fowler rallied from 2 shots down with 5 holes remaining to beat Henrik Stenson to win the Deutsche Bank Championship near Boston. Fowler sank a 40-foot birdie putt on number 14 on his way to a 3-under 68 and a 15-under total. Stenson never trailed in the final round until his tee shot of the par 3 16th came up short and bounced into the water for a double bogey. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.